unfortunately, Steve French couldn't make it in time, so I hear that he will be here this evening, probably, so he'll probably be able to join us for the social event. But replacing him will be Dennis Carden with his speech, which was actually planned for tomorrow, about the Samba 4 directory implementation.
So, hello everyone. So, I was supposed to be here tomorrow at noon with Volker having the other room. So, I was not expecting to have so many people, but I try to do it well. So, I'm not a Samba developer per se. I'm an integrator, and so I will give you a sight of from an integrator point of view of Samba usage and some stories. So my company is Tranquil IT System. It's a support company. I've started in 2002 with my brother, and it's in France, western part of France, in Nantes. We are 11 person right now, and we have both small companies, outsource company, and large one with a contract work. And this is very interesting because we can test early version of Samba on smaller outsource company, and then get a feel of what works, what doesn't work, and get after with larger networks. So it's a long love story with Samba. I started my first PDC NT4 in 2004. I spent the whole night to try to fix it before going to the client. It took me quite some time. And we had our first deployment at clients with Samba 4. I think it was end of 2011. So it was still the alpha series, but it was already quite mature. If you knew what worked and what didn't work. And so now, right now, we seem to be a leading Samba 4 integrator in France. At least it's Google that say it. If you go in a French Google, type Samba 4, we are the first link. Even before samba.org. So sorry. But it's not translated, so yeah. Samba is very popular in France. I don't know if it's the free as in beer syndrome, the free as in speech syndrome, like liberté, égalité, fraternité, or the General de Gaulle syndrome, like we don't want the American stuff. It might be probably a little bit of the three of them, but yet there is very many many Samba deployment right now in France, many Samba 3 deployment, and so there is a big market for Samba 3 to Samba 4 migration. So in the Samba 4 migration, Samba is the easy part, actually. It's I'd say you have done a great job, you developers, to make it go smoothly and very effectively. But when we take back Samba 3 domains, you could have a lot of creativity in it, like strange ID maps, flat TDB, underscores in names, dot in NetBIOS names, yes, you can do it, schema extension and whatever. So it's a a lot of creativity and very different environment. And when you take back existing environment, you have to take back everything that is around. Like a client told me, well, and that's Red Hat 3, I have to integrate it too. I say, well, it's going to be a problem. We're going to find another way around. And also for Solaris 8 NIS, that was working with LDAP, with LDAP to the NIS passerelle. Well, how do we do that? So it's always very interesting. But it's almost possible to set up test environment besides the production one, and so we can do it. An example of Samba 3 creativity, I set it up 6 or 7 years ago, so I cannot blame every sysadmin for having too much creativity. But with the Great Firewall of China, it's not always very easy to have your VPN going through. And we had more than 5 milliseconds latency. And when you join a computer, it has to go back forth on the PDC 2 times. And most of the joins were just failed. So in that case, we had a multi OpenLBAT master, and every PDC was a master PDC. And so every people just joined on the network. And so that's the kind of setup that you have to take back when you migrate to Samba 4. So Samba 4 is it's the heart of the network. So it structures the network. These are DNS servers. It will have this suffix, NTPs, WINs, when you cannot disable it. And everything else. When we do immigration, we try also to clean up a little bit the environment. All of those Red Hat 3 and Solaris 8 and all that old stuff. And sometimes you get some creative administrator that something like 15 years ago choose 1.0.0.0.8 as for the first subnet of their factory. When they bought a second factory, it was 2.0.0.0/8 for the second site. Well, it was not a big deal as long as the PC were connected to the internet using modem, just on the PC, but now it's a little harder. And when you do migration, you try to get back to a standard IP address. So it would make me a little feel bad if I had a DC with a 2.2.something address. So we changed the address, but after talking with the ERP guy, said, no, I don't know I can change in my application. So we still have one machine with that strange address. We also found something like 200.200. Actually, it's in Brazil, but it was not a big deal for them. They worked with friends. And another administrator who did a 192.9. It started well, but it ended bad. And many, many people in the public administration, large one, still have public IPs on their desktop. I think it's kind of when France won't be able to repay its debt to Germany, they will sell the IPs, I think, or something like that. And another thing very, very strange is people that want to put dots in their NetBIOS name. I think it's administrators that were looking at documentation from Active Directory. There is a dot, so they put a dot. And other people that are more old school, that when they set up their Active Directory, they just put a name without dots. You can do it, yes. It's very bad, but you can do it. From a scalability point of view, often we have the question, Samba scales very well, at least to a few thousand users, the use cases we have right now, simultaneous users, it does scale very well. Even in terms of number of DCs and whatever, it does scale. So I took a few examples, like in education, it's where we have the largest right now networks, like a faculty at a university with 2,000 users and four sites, three DCs, a training school with 15 sites, 15 DCs, and a school district with, actually that guy was special. He didn't know that it was not possible, so he started doing it by himself. And around 20 DCs, it started to go very bad. So he called us to fix everything. And after, he continued to set up his DCs. And he went up to 70 DC with the old KCC. So it was full meshed replication. You can do it. And in administration, largest one we have is 3,000 users, and 3,000 desktops is one per one. And on 8 sites and 3 DCs, we have another one, that's 2,000, and the new KCC on 25 sites, running very well. In industry, I'd say it's... If you go in smaller company, there is no financial incentive to switch to Samba because the CAL are not cheap enough. And for larger companies, they are mostly Windows shop, so there is a frame between a few hundred and 1,000 where we have done some migration for businesses, industry. And so I gave there a few examples, I think with a few DCs, because when you have replication, it's much more interesting. And I cannot tell where, but the French military also have about 100 DCs running around. And there are still many French ministries that are using Samba 3 just waiting to switch to Samba 4. So mostly on security, people just say that the internet is a wild west. But personally, I'd say it's more the internal network, where you can still have VT100, AEX, AS400, and whatever, NT4, Solaris, and exotic control and control machine, and whatever. And the Samba 4 DC will be at the heart of this network, and we'll have to deal with all those things around. 2 years ago, I migrated, taking an example of a migration, in a picturesque city in the center of France, we had a picturesque server, of early 2000, that I was still running Samba 4. Actually, when we went there, we were afraid that he would die before migration. We were still able to migrate it, and well, the administrator told me, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but up to a point. So now they have a shiny Samba 4 AD, and actually what broke during the migration was not the DC, it was the computer to manage the PBX, who was about as old as that one, who died during that week. Samba in space. Not yet, but perhaps. But actually, we did a migration at a laboratory of the French National Institute for Research in space exploration. It was an easy one from the Windows point of view, one site, 120 users. But it was very hard in terms of old computers and servers, because when someone sends something in space, it will be there for 5, 10, 15 years. And, well, the researcher don't want to update the software to go new computers. So you have the computers of the time when it was shipped. And you will you have to manage it for the time of when the thing still works. So you get very old stuff. That was the Solaris 8 I was talking about with NIS. And I even found 8 inches floppy in the drawer. I didn't find the computer where to put it, but it's probably the software of some things up in space. But and another thing is that researchers are like artists. It's very hard to get them. We have to do migration, we have to find some time to see you, to switch a few things in your laboratory. Say, no, I don't have time, and I will lock my door because I don't want anyone to come. And it's they are part of the people who have still money for repaying Germany with our public IPs. So I won't give much big names. Actually, first, sysadmin don't talk much. And another problem is that Samba needs no call, but Samba is a part of an environment. And everybody has some print server somewhere. Everybody will have an application server or remote desktop server or whatever, WSUS. And actually, sometimes it's very hard to get rid of it, to get rid of those servers. Like, for example, most of the photocopiers vendors in France are selling their software that just run on Windows. So if you want to have all the features, you have no choice. You need to buy a Windows server. No problem to buy the license of the Windows server. But once your computer, your client computer connects to the print server, you are supposed to buy a CAL. So that's still an issue. There is almost I don't know any photocopier vendors that sell all their stuff running properly with Samba and CUPS. So a first example I'll take is a deployment I did with Yvan. Was there in Africa for a central bank, and there were 24 sites and 2,000 users in 8 countries and 2 time zones. And the VPN was a SAT link of 2 megabytes and 500 millisecond latency. So it was not easy. We had a very really great dedicated and skilled sysadmin team there. And during the project, in 1 month, we had a Satlink antenna who broke because of weather. We had a diesel generator who broke. They told us, well, we'll do it next week because there will be at least 2 or 3 power cuts during the day. So we won't have time to migrate before the next power cut. So, and it's real. And we even had a military coup d'etat. Not where we were working, but, well, they told me, well, we'll see next week, it should calm down. So that's why I wrote at the bottom, so next time you've got problem with your network, stop complaining. So we did a migration and domain consolidation, so 24 Samba 3 domains that were merged into one Samba 4 AD domain. It was mainly for the VIPs who went from site to site to be able to connect and share resources in a transparent way. And since it is a bank, it's a very picky security with 802.1x authentication for both desktop and users. So yes, Samba 4 can work in this setup. The start topology VPN, the KCC does work. It's a few tricks, but it does work. And a very strict VLAN separation where you have to ask for every port opening. So that's on. So some feedback, like I just say, the KCC does work, but can be tricky. So Samba tool domain provision is not completely seat aware while provisioning. It can get a little bit messy when you have a high latency and very strict separation. And it's important to monitor the replication because in those kind of setups, we had at the beginning we had a few issues and we had many deleted entries and or conflicting entries, and some reps from reps two for replication that had problems. And we also the message the security descriptor was incorrect or stuff like that, but we just removed the entry and recreated and it went away. So. So if we come back in the cozy Europe, another site we migrated last year is a central administration of a French ministry, 3,000 users, 8 sites. And there we had fiber optics, low latency, 500 megabytes, and so it was much easier. So we had only 3 DCs at that client, so with a ratio of 1 DC per 1,000 users, it does work. And so we did a migration from Samba 3 to Samba 4 Active Directory. And we finished the Active Directory. We started at 7 p.m. We finished the migration of the Samba 4 at 9. And we finished the migration at 5 a.m., dealing with all the stuff around. And the next morning, I was locked out because we forgot actually, we didn't forget it. But there was an update on the system, on the access control system. During the week we were there, and the people doing the update didn't inform us. So the next morning I arrived and no, cannot enter. Actually, it was only the temporary access control. The permanent one could enter. So another story, but it's a sad one. But I went at a university in Southeast of France for looking at their merge. They had two domain, Samba 3, and one Active Directory Microsoft Active Directory. It was 10,000 desktop, 80,000 users, and there was a ballot between Samba 4 and Microsoft Active Directory. The IT team was mostly Samba oriented. Management was mostly Microsoft oriented, and they had something like a 90% rebate on the standard price. So the management said Microsoft. But we'll see next time. So in the nice to have, like I said, with a call problem, it would be to try to find a Windows update server alternative to have the real some backup support from the copier vendors. For small printers, it works well. But when you have advanced printers with SNMP connection and whatever, then it gets a little bit messy. Some like demoing is still a bit tricky, but it creates a lot of consulting. So that's that's not that bad. For cups, is that for basic printers, laser printers, networks, is no problem. But when going with larger copiers, most of the times they will have SNMP connection from the driver to the server. And I think there, when you install it on the print server, there is some daemons or whatever for accounting. A trend in France is to have when you print, you don't say where you print, and when you go to a copier, you put your access card. And it comes out. And those things just work with Microsoft right now. And you can ask every vendor. There is no one single vendor that can that can make it now. So the demoing needs some improvement, but it makes consulting. So, and the DNS, I think there is a KCC for knowledge consistency checker. We should also have a DNS consistency checker. That's also problem for quite many persons. A few problems we had it's like when you need to have your DNS, the CNAME entry that should be deleted, the entry in an NTDS connection entry, and the in the computer entry. And after, there is all the reps from reps 2 that does not always get in sync. So perhaps one thing we had, after deleting an entry, so reps from was still pointing to a deleted entry. So that was a bit... So the DNS registering has still some black magic, I'll say. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's just I don't know why. The reps from reps 2 is cleaning is might be sometimes a little bit difficult. Like if the definition of those attributes is not correct anymore, sometimes the KCC has some problems to put it back together. And another issue is what it was not an issue for people with LDAP. So when you create a group with like say 5,000 person. Samba 4 will just for the next person that you join, it will take ages for adding a person or changing the group. There is some performance issues, but since you can have groups in groups, most of the time we can find a way to get around. So things to remember for your join, it's the LDAPs need to be cleaned first, the inventory, and inventory everything that is around, and like the access control server was a bit messy. And really, the Samba 3 to Samba 4 migration is the easy part, and it really works well. And after in production, it works well. So I did try to do fast, so that Alexander.
So any questions?
So if you had your top 10 list of sort of irritating paper cut bugs that you would like to get fixed, what would they be? I mean, you don't have to go through all 10, but if you just give us the top 3 or something.
I'd say like to check all the DNS entries, one annoying thing is that when doing the Samba DNS update, sometimes with the tsig TSIG error or whatever, things doesn't get created properly, and that's a very common error to be missing the CNAME in the underscore MSDCS zone, and so replication doesn't work, and people don't understand why, because they don't even know that it exists. So that's an annoying one, and actually I was wondering why. Actually, the path of the call, I think, goes through Kerberos and DNS authentication and all that stuff. But since we are on the same DC, it could be if it doesn't work one way, it would be great to be able to force it to go directly in LDB or whatever. Another it's with the KCC, you can still have reps from pointing to servers that are deleted. And in the recent version, it's getting quite good, actually.
Well, only 2 bugs. That's pretty good.
I can find others, but yeah. It's the most. I'd say the most annoying 2 bugs are those one.
Yeah. So if you could basically make our lives miserable on Samba Technical and until you get those fixed, that would be really helpful. Mm. Well, yeah, I'm sure they're in Bugzilla already, but just they might be being ignored. But if you publicly make our lives miserable, that's the way to do it.
I've just checked, and Andrew Bartlett did a huge amount of patches to fix the bugs with Steam mode, and this is in Samba 4.4. Mm. So you should check 4.4, and if there is something missing, and I saw a patch for also the DNS RAN 3 you mentioned, but if it still doesn't work, please open Bugzilla entries.
We are only on 4.3 right now. We have not already migrated our clients to 4.4.
Okay, so if you have time to try 4.4 and it still doesn't work, please open bugs.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, then thank you again.